City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com, Episode 9.
Miss Lawrence.
Principal Harper.
So, Miss Lawrence, you're back. Ready to do your job, I hope.
Yes, of course, Principal Harper.
That's good to hear. Hopefully these insubordination incidents are behind us once and for all.
Well, I don't know if it was insubordination.
Refusing to do one's job is typically considered insubordination, Miss Lawrence. I hope you took the opportunity during your suspension to reflect on the damage you've caused these children.
I thought about that a lot, actually, Principal Harper.
That's good to hear. Hopefully you'll use this second and final chance you've been given to do what's right for your students. Your responsibility is to mold them into open-minded, progressive members of society. Their future and the future of our city is in your hands, Andrea. I hope you take seriously this awesome responsibility.
I've actually been thinking about the future a lot, Principal Harper. I've been thinking about what kind of society we're going to have in the city.
That's wonderful to hear, Andrea. The future is what we're building here, one child at a time. The things we'll teach them here, the values they'll learn, will be with them the rest of their lives. It's good to hear that you're finally understanding the bigger picture.
Yes, Principal Harper, I think I am understanding the bigger picture. The goal of all of this is becoming clearer and clearer.
Then I feel like I've done my job. I don't want to be the disciplinarian. I would much rather deal with my teachers on a friendly, professional basis. And you certainly wouldn't be the first young teacher I've had to set straight. But now that you're understanding things better, I'm glad I was firm with you. You'll look back on this episode years from now and see it as a turning point in your career.
That's probably true.
And I'm sure you do want a long career, right, Miss Lawrence? How did it feel to not be working these past few weeks?
I didn't like it. I was wondering if I was ever going to be able to teach again.
Yes, Andrea, you did almost destroy your career before it started. I can't imagine you'd be able to find a teaching job again if you hadn't even been able to make it through your first semester. Lucky for you, the union arbitrator was willing to go to bat for you.
Yes, Principal Harper. I'm thankful that God made this all work out okay.
No, Miss Lawrence, not God. You're just benefiting from a good union. But let me remind you that this is your last chance. We are not going to have any more of this God stuff here. This is the kind of narrow-minded thinking that's gotten you in so much trouble. What am I going to do with you, Miss Lawrence? Just when I think you're coming to your senses, you remind me how far you have to go yet. If you're going to pray about anything, pray that I still have the patience to help you get your head on straight so that you can be useful around here.
I was just saying that I was thankful to God. I'm not allowed to...
No, you're not. Quite frankly, Miss Lawrence, it makes you look ignorant and bigoted every time you talk like that. How do you expect your students to take you credibly as an educator when you still talk about invisible beings and a worldview that wants to do nothing but repress people?
I don't want to repress people. I was just...
Being insubordinate again, Miss Lawrence? Your day can end before it starts, Miss Lawrence. I can make sure of that. Is that what you want?
No.
How are you going to pay your bills, Andrea? What about your career? Oh, no!
Principal Harper?
Ms. Lawrence, you seem to be overlooking one crucial reality. Your career is dangling by a thread, and I'm holding the thread. I'm giving you one chance to do the right thing, to do what I tell you to do. You are going to teach your classes just like every other teacher in this school. You will teach the curriculum as it has been laid out. You will do it happily, with a smile on your face. You will be an advocate for the things we teach. You will not give your students any reason to question the validity of these things we present to them. Many, many intelligent, experienced educators have worked for years putting together this curriculum. These ideas and values that we're teaching these students are designed to improve our society, to make these kids good citizens, citizens that make a positive contribution to this city. We are not here to produce simple-minded, superstitious, irrational, intolerant bigots that refuse to set foot in the current century. We have worked for decades to sift these people out of our society. I'm not quite sure how we missed you, but you will do this and you will not cause any more trouble, or I will see to it that you are removed for good so that you don't ruin these children. Am I making myself clear, Ms. Lawrence? Am I clear?
Yes, Principal Harper.
Oh, Andrea dear, why do you make me act this way? I just want what's best for you. Please, Andrea, trust me. If you do, things will work out better for everyone.
Yes, Principal Harper. Yes, Principal Harper.
That's much better, dear. Now go to your class and have a good day. Remember the importance of your mission, Andrea. The things you teach these children will affect them long after they leave this school.
Yes, Principal Harper.
I'm glad we had this chat. I hope it helped.
What kind of effect am I having on these kids? What kind of things am I teaching them? Oh, Father, I did it again. Please help me.
Hey, there he is. The hottest new marketing guy in town.
Hey, Marshall. Yeah, it looks like the launch of the magazine went great.
Brian, you guys are great. You totally pulled it off. The website looks great. The social media stuff was on fire. And the launch event, dude, I had no idea you had it in you, man. You guys did it all.
Hey, Marshall. We promised you a one-stop shop, didn't we?
You sure did. And it came through big time. Brian, I think we're going to have to do a lot of business together.
Well, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah, I bet you guys' phone's going to be ringing off the hook after this.
Tell you the truth, Marshall, we've already been getting calls. I think this is going to work out great for both of us.
That's the way I like it, man. Win-win. Speaking of more business, I want to talk to you about an idea Kyle came up with. We want to put on a skater competition. You know, leverage all the momentum from the launch. Problem is, we need to put it together quick. Like, we'd want to do this in the next few weeks so things don't calm down.
Ooh, a few weeks? It's pretty tight.
Yeah, I know, but just think. Everything's buzzing about us already. We have this competition, have lots of pictures from it on the website, then do a big spread on it in the magazine. It'll tie together great.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, I might even be able to get one of the cable sports channels to cover it. Because of the big splash with the launch, I think I could get them interested in covering the competition.
Oh man, that would be great!
Well, I'm not promising anything, but...
Hey, I can make it easier for you, Brian. Kyle and I know a lot of top-tier skaters. Skaters people have heard of. I think we can get them to show up. There'll be big names for the sports channel to cover.
That'd be cool, Marshall. It would help a lot to have some big names.
Well, hey, I can help you even more then. Kyle's friends with the lead singer of Ripper. He thinks he can get them to perform. Tell the cable guys it'll be more than just skateboarding. It's like a whole event.
Ripper? I think I've heard of those guys. Their lyrics are... pretty out there.
Hey man, it's cable. They can put stuff like that on cable.
Well, it depends on the time of day. If we want this during the day, then they still have to kind of watch what they put on. I mean, isn't Ripper the death metal band?
They kind of defy description, you know.
Yeah, I've heard of some of the stuff they sing about. Do you really want that kind of stuff associated with your brand?
Of course we do. We want to be the edgiest skater brand there is. You gotta push the envelope to get noticed, man. Do I really need to tell this to a marketing guy?
Well, you're already kind of pushing the envelope with the language and the women, and the other stuff you have in the magazine.
Nah, that's just kid stuff, man. Other brands do the same stuff. We need to be way out there. Hey, guess who's coming to host the event? Laura Love.
Laura Love? Doesn't she do those videos?
Yeah, that's her. Can you believe we got her?
Marshall, man, come on. I'm sure there's going to be kids at this event. You don't want to promote someone like her there.
Dude, she's the reason half of them will show up.
Oh, man, I can't do this. Are you kidding me? Come on. I gotta tell you, Marshall, I think you guys are gonna hurt your brand if you do this.
Is this your professional opinion or your personal opinion?
Probably both.
Hey, Brian, I asked you when we first started this if you were gonna be okay with it, and you told me you were. There's no way you can back out now.
I'm not backing out, Marshall. I just think you're making a mistake going this far. The skater competition, great idea. But the psychotic band and women like that? Really? Man, you don't need to go that far. Look at all the buzz we've got from the launch. We didn't need to go that far.
Yeah, but we went further than you wanted to go at first, right? Remember how nervous you were about the stuff in the magazine? You came around, and we were right. Look at the way people are eating this stuff up.
Yeah, but...
And we're right about this, too. Come on, man. When are you going to learn to trust us?
I don't know, Marshall. I don't know if I can get my dad to go along with this.
You pulled the dad excuse before, and it was fine. I'll bet your dad's a smart businessman. He wouldn't think twice about this, and you know it. And if you're half as smart as your dad, you'll be on board too. Come on, Brian. You're your own man, aren't you? And you said you were getting lots of calls since the launch. I'll bet you don't mind telling your dad that, huh? Yeah, you like showing your dad that you can handle yourself, huh, man? Well, here's your chance. We got a lot more business for you. But if you back out of this now, how are you going to explain losing your first big customer after just one launch? Everyone in this town is just going to think you can't handle the pressure. You're going to be toast. Try explaining that to your dad. Come on, Brian. You're not afraid of success, are you?
No, Marshall. Okay, I'm in. Have Kyle call me tomorrow and we'll get things going. We're going to have to move fast. There's a lot to do in the next few weeks.
That's my Brian. Come on, man. You're going to love this. Get used to success, man. It tastes great.
Hey, Ken. Mind if I sit with you? Ken? Ken, is everything okay?
Mark, how are you? Sit down. Sit down.
You seem deep in thought. I don't want to interrupt you. I can sit somewhere else.
Nonsense. Have a seat. I was just thinking about something. It's good you're here, actually. You can cheer me up.
Cheer you up? Why? What's wrong?
Oh, just some management stuff. No big deal. How have things been going with you?
Oh, not bad, I guess. The scheduling app's almost done.
Wow, that's great. That'll be a big win for you.
Yeah.
You don't seem very excited about it.
It's not that. I'm happy about the app, and thankful that God's given me something to work on that I enjoy. It's just...
Well, what is it?
Well, it's just all that other stuff. Remember I told you before how the guys seem to blaspheme Jesus all the time now, just because they know it bothers me?
Yeah. I'm sorry that's happening. I can say something if you want.
Haven't you already gotten in enough trouble telling people to watch what they say?
How'd you hear that?
Guys talk about it. They seem almost proud that they can get you in trouble.
Yeah, you know, it's something. When I was just going along with them, they treated me more like a pal than a boss. But now that I've started to stand up for God's values, all of a sudden I'm not such a pal anymore.
Yeah, as long as we don't irritate people's consciences, they're fine with us. But if we remind them of what God says about things, then we're just a nuisance.
Yeah, and it's one thing when you're their peer. It's quite another thing when you're their boss and they don't respect you.
Hey, yeah, you're their boss. Can't you just fire them or give them a bad review? Aren't they worried about that?
Not when it comes to this stuff. This is behavior, not performance. As long as people are doing their job, the company is pretty lenient on behavior. As long as there isn't any harassment or anything.
Yeah, unless it's Christian behavior.
Yeah, that's true. Can you imagine what would happen if I started our team meetings with an opening prayer?
I guess I'll just learn to put up with it. It makes me wonder, though, if I don't say much about Jesus, does that reduce the number of times people can make fun of him? I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if I'm just fueling their blasphemy and bad behavior. I mean, at what point am I just casting pearls before swine?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know if I have a good answer. We certainly don't want to deny Jesus or back down from praising him. It's hard to know. I guess we can look at it this way. We'll all have to answer for ourselves. We praise God. They curse him. They'll have to answer for that. I'd much rather have to explain praising God than cursing him or remaining silent.
Yeah, that's true. It's like that verse in 1 Peter. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified. When they blaspheme God, we should just glorify him more. I think I'll do that. Next time they blaspheme God, I'll just say, glory to God.
Hey, I like that. I'll have to try that myself.
Ah, Ken, it looks like we're going to be having a lot of lunches alone together.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how many more lunches I'm going to be having at this company.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, I was just in a management meeting this morning, and they're making a change to the company employment agreement in light of the new gay marriage law. Managers are not only supposed to ensure a tolerant workplace, but now we're supposed to encourage and highlight the gay members of our teams.
What?
Yeah, we're supposed to encourage those who are in the closet, at least at work, to feel comfortable about coming out. We're supposed to send in stories about our gay team members for the company newsletter. We're basically supposed to celebrate this lifestyle.
Celebrate? Why do we have to celebrate it? I mean, yeah, we shouldn't harass people or do bad things to them, but why do we have to celebrate a certain lifestyle? Do we celebrate people who go skydiving or people who drive blue cars?
Well, you know what this is. It's the corporate image thing. The company wants to promote our inclusiveness.
Great. Do you think we can get them to celebrate our Christianity?
Not likely. Gays are popular. Christians aren't.
Man, I can't believe this. I mean, it's one thing to tolerate this stuff. It's another thing to promote it.
Yeah, but that's usually the formula. First tolerate, you know? Just leave us alone. Then acceptance. Accept what we do as normal. Then participate. The company's had pride events for years. Then it's advocate, promote this lifestyle. Then comes the last step. Punishment for those who don't comply.
Punishment? You really think they're going to punish us for not promoting stuff we don't believe in?
Well, this is in the new employment agreement. I have to sign it to keep working here.
I can't believe it. I finally find a job, and now I've got to deal with this on top of everything else that goes on around here.
Don't worry, Mark. For right now, it's just managers. It'll probably be a while before it gets down to your level.
But still, they're probably doing it with you guys first to weed out all those who won't go along. That'll send a message to everyone else. Then by the time it gets to my level, everyone will know they better just go along.
Yeah, that's probably what they're thinking.
So, what are you going to do, Ken?
Well, I've still got a mortgage. And at my age, it'd be hard to go into another tech company at anything close to the level I'm at right now. I'm sure Marge won't be thrilled. One of the kids is just a year or so away from college. But here's the thing. I can't figure out how I would explain to God why I went along with promoting something evil, and not only promoting it, but basically telling people that it's okay to do something that God clearly says it isn't. How am I going to explain that to him? Rather than warn people of the danger they're in and tell them about how Jesus can save them and free them, I told them to just keep doing what they're doing and be proud of it.
Can't you just explain this to your bosses and let them know that you don't want to do this? Not because you hate anyone, but because you care for them enough not to encourage them to sin?
Ha. Huh. Yeah. Well, how well do you think that's going to go over? Now that this gay marriage law is passed, any talk about homosexuality being a sin is considered a civil rights violation.
I know. I was just hoping there was a chance. So, what are you going to do, Ken?
Well, Mark, I'm going to do what you first told me to do. I'm going to pray for the strength to stand up for God.
But what about your job?
Oh, don't think I'm not scared to death about losing my job. But I guess I'm more scared about doing the wrong thing. I'm pretty sure I know what to do. My biggest fear is I won't have the courage to do it. That's what I need to pray about.
I'll pray for you too, Ken.
I would appreciate that, Mark. You wouldn't mind praying for me now, would you? I know there's a lot of people around.
Hey, if they have a problem with it, I'll just remind them to be more inclusive. Please, Father. Please help Ken. Please give him the wisdom and strength to make the right decision. Please help us all do the right things. Please give us the strength that we don't have on our own. Please give us the strength to stand up for you and to show our love for others by sharing the truth with them, no matter the cost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
What's wrong, Mark?
Bad day at work, son?
You could say that.
Are they still saying bad stuff about Jesus?
That happens every day. I did figure out what to do about it, though. Every time they blaspheme him, I'm just going to say, glory to God.
Oh, like that Bible verse.
1 Peter 4:14.
That's the one. My boss and I were talking about that at lunch.
It's so nice that God gave you a Christian boss, Mark.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to have him.
Why?
What's wrong?
He told me that the company changed their employment agreement because of the new gay marriage law. The managers are supposed to actively promote and celebrate homosexuality.
What? Can they make them do that?
It's their company, Susan. They can put anything they want in their employment agreement.
But what if someone believes homosexuality is a sin? There are still some of us left.
It's considered discrimination to say that. It's like a civil right now to be gay.
This is what happens when sin is normalized. When it's all around us and we just get used to it.
Yeah. All this talk about being tolerant. It seems like it was all just a big lie to get people to accept all this stuff.
And we went right along with it. We didn't want to make anyone feel bad. Or we didn't want anyone to think anything bad about us. So we just let it keep going and going and gather momentum. And now something that used to be considered a sin by almost everyone is now celebrated and encouraged.
Well, isn't that how the devil works? Just a little bit at a time. The Bible does say that. The serpent was more subtle than any other animal in the field which God had made.
Yeah. It really makes me think. How much stuff have I just let slide? Not just with other people's behavior, but with my own behavior. What kind of things do I watch or listen to? What kind of things do I think about, or what kind of activities do I participate in? Am I using God's time wisely? How discerning am I being about all this stuff?
It is amazing how quickly all this gay stuff's become acceptable. It reminds us that our battle isn't against flesh and blood. There are certainly demonic forces in this world, and they obviously haven't retired.
Yeah, exactly. Man, it makes me wonder how much stuff is really going on around us that we're not even thinking about.
Well, there's that other verse in 1 Peter that says, "Be sober and self-controlled. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour."
Yeah. I need to be a lot more aware of the stuff I'm doing. I guess I've just kind of let my guard down, or never had it up high enough. But I'm starting to see things now. All this evil stuff is becoming so obvious, it really makes you realize how much of it there is. And it's all around us, all the time.
It's really insidious. I can remember in my lifetime when even unbelievers thought homosexuality was abnormal. Psychiatrists said it was abnormal. Now if you don't celebrate it as normal, then you're the one with the problem.
The really terrible thing is, the devil not only has these people trapped in the sin of homosexuality, but he's got almost everyone else encouraging them to keep going. Can you imagine anything more hateful?
It's like the world was turned upside down. This certainly isn't the godly city your mom and I grew up in.
Yeah, I've been seeing it change so fast, just in the past couple of years. And ever since I got out of school and got more of a taste of real life, it's even worse than I could have thought.
It's now more than ever that we need to stay close to God. He's the only one that can give us the strength to go through what we're going to have to go through.
Yeah, I'm seeing that more and more. I keep praying for strength. I've lost track of how many times a day I pray.
That's good, Mark. Pray without ceasing.
Yeah, I guess God knew what he was talking about when he said that.
People underestimate the power of prayer and the need for it.
I guess when you've had it as easy as we've had it in this city, it's easy to forget how much we need God. But as things get tougher, he reminds us that we need him for everything, and that we need to be in constant contact with him in order to do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, Dad. I'm learning this more and more. I've started keeping a journal.
Oh, wow. That's great, honey.
Yeah. I've seen all this stuff going on. I just thought it'd be good to write things down. Who knows? Maybe someone in the future will read it and understand how things got to be the way they are. Maybe it'll be a warning for people.
You never know how God can use things like that. I love reading George Mueller's journals. This is why I'm such a big believer in prayer and trusting God. Talk about a man and wife who trusted God for everything. God certainly used these writings to help me trust him more.
Maybe I should read those, Mom. It seems like we're going to need to trust God more than ever.
Son, we've always needed to trust God for everything. The problem is, when things were good, we just didn't realize it. We took God for granted.
Yeah, Dad, you're right.
I know I really need to start looking at what I'm doing and make sure that I'm living the way God wants me to. How am I going to be useful to him in a time like this if I'm not completely turned over to him and trusting in him and obedient to him?
Bill, we all need to make sure we're doing the right things. It's going to be more important than ever to be good ambassadors for God and set a good example. You know, the devil just wants the world to see us behaving hypocritically so he can discredit the message that we have to share.
You're right, Susan. You know, they've been clamping down on things at my work, too. I can't be as open as I used to be, but I don't know. Maybe that's just the devil trying to silence one of God's messengers at a time when the world needs the message more than ever.
Yeah, that's right, Dad. The devil, the world, everyone's trying to silence the gospel so people don't get saved. The question is, are we going to fold or are we going to fight? People's eternal souls are at stake. Is the devil just trying to weaken us before the battle really starts? I admit, when Ken told me about this employment agreement thing, I was worried. I was wondering what I'd do if they made me sign something like that. I was wondering if I'd do it just to save my job. I started rationalizing all these reasons for doing it, but I don't know.
These are the moments, Mark. These are the tests. What are we going to do in these moments? The world, the devil, our own weak flesh, they'll always give us an excuse to not do what God wants us to do. And these are the moments when we need to run to God for help and for the strength to do the right things.
I'm so weak, Mom. I'm so scared. I can't even imagine what Ken's going through. He has a mortgage and a wife and kids. What's he going to do, Mom? What would I do?
Remember, Mark, the testing of your faith produces endurance, and endurance has its perfect work, that we may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
James chapter 1.
That's right.
Mark, I'd like to pray for your boss, and for us too.
That'd be great, Dad. Thanks.
Father, please be with Ken and his family. Please help him make the right decision. If it's your will, Father, please lift this burden from him. But no matter what happens, please give him and his family strength. And also, Father, we'd ask that you help us be strong. Please help us stand up for you, no matter the cost. And please help us examine our lives, and help us use these lives to glorify you. Let our behavior reflect your holiness, so that your message isn't tainted. And Father, please help me be the strong spiritual leader of this family. Help me to set a good example for Susan and Mark. Thank you that we can come to you. Thank you that you are always here for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, Bill.
I love you, Dad. I love you, Mom.